Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning. Very warm welcome to you all whenever you are sharing in our worship here from the West Highland Peninsulas. Today in our worship, we are going to be thinking about some of what the letter of James has to say, a very practical letter with all sorts of good advice. We'll be thinking about some more of that later. As we think about some of the building blocks that go into a good and faithful living. And today we're going to be thinking particularly about hearing and listening. So let's be still and listen for God as we worship. Let us worship our God.
Let us pray. Lord, we do lift our hearts, our hands, and our voices in thanks and praise of you. You have done and continue to do wondrous deeds. You are ever present, from our mother's arms, throughout our lives until today, and onwards to the future. You are our life. You are the one who, from the chaos of creation, called us into being, shaping who and what we are. You bless us with countless gifts of love. You are the artist and the architect. You are the poet and the musician. You bring colour and form, words and harmony into the world where we live and into the lives that we live. We bow before you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We bow before you in adoration. We bow before you, acknowledging our frailties, our failures. We acknowledge that we do not always take care of your beautiful life-giving creation. We see the tragic effects of global warming, yet hesitate to change our lifestyles. Lord, forgive us. We see the suffering of the weak and marginalized in our society and around the world. But sometimes we want to hide away in our own security. Lord, forgive us. We sometimes hurt those we encounter and those closest to us when we lose control of our tongues, when we have been slow to listen, quick to speak, quick to anger. Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us and help us to reset our relationships. Our relationships with our brothers and sisters, your children throughout the world, and our relationship with the whole of creation. Bend our hearts to your will, O God, that we may show forth a reflection of your love and compassion in all that we do and say. Amen.
Reading from James chapter 1, verses 17 to 27. Every good gift and every perfect present comes from heaven. It comes down from God, the creator of the heavenly lights, who does not change or cause darkness by turning. By his own will, he has brought us into being through the word of truth, so that we should have first place among all his creatures. Remember this, my dear brothers, everyone must be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. Man's anger does not achieve God's righteous purpose. So get rid of every filthy habit and all wicked conduct. Submit to God and accept the word that he plants in your hearts, which is able to save you. Do not deceive yourselves by just listening to the word. Instead, put it into practice. Whoever listens to the word but does not put it into practice is like a man who looks in the mirror and sees himself as he is. He takes a good look at himself and then goes away and at once forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks closely into the perfect law that sets people free, who keeps on paying attention to it and does not simply listen and then forget it, but puts it into practice, that person will be blessed by God in what he does. Does anyone think he is religious? If he does not control his tongue, his religion is worthless and he deceives himself. What God the Father considers to be pure and genuine is this: to take care of the orphans and widows in their suffering and to keep oneself from being corrupted by the world. Amen. Most people have two ears and one mouth and should use them in those proportions. Did you know that's in the Bible? Well, not exactly in those words, but something very similar when James in his letter said, be quick to listen, be slow to speak. Listening. How important that is, to listen, really listen. Dalai Lama said something like, when we speak, we only hear what we already know. But when we listen, we might learn something new. James is a very practical book, focusing on the things that we can do. The reformer Martin Luther called it a gospel of straw. He didn't like it at all because it didn't focus on faith, faith alone, which was, of course, so important to Luther. The reality, of course, is that faith and works, belief and action must always go hand in hand. One without the other is meaningless, pointless, irrelevant. And that's really what both Martin Luther and James had to say. Listening. We need to take time to listen. And in the midst of all that's going on around our world in these days, we need to listen and we need to learn from the voices that are coming from Afghanistan, from the places in our world touched by hatred, mistrust, confusion, and war. We need to listen to the world. We need to listen to others. And that brings to my mind the line in the poem Desiderata, listen to others, even the dull and the ignorant, for they too have their story. And we need to listen to the church, to the wider church. How good it is when we have opportunities to be reminded that we are not just our little rural congregations struggling on our own, but we're part of the Presbytery of Lochaber, we're part of the Church of Scotland. And today in our on-site service at Ardgour, I am looking forward to being able to welcome Jim Wallace, the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, into our midst. We're a part of not only the Church of Scotland, but the Christian Church throughout the world. And we need to listen to its stories. And one of the ways that that has been happening in the church since the late 19th century has been through the church's magazine, Life and Work. And today has been designated Life and Work Sunday. And the magazine is being promoted. There's information elsewhere on the church website and Facebook page. And if you're not a subscriber and would like to be, to keep in touch with what's happening in the wider church arena, then I commend Life and Work to you. Always good articles, letters, food for thought, prayers, information about all that's going on around the church. And we also need to listen to the voices beyond the church. What are the folk who are not worshipping today? What are they saying about faith, about life, about love? And if we're listening to others, then we also need to listen to ourselves. Charles Handy, one of the founding fathers of business development and self-improvement, had famously said, "How can I know what I think unless I hear myself speak?" We need to take time to listen to ourselves, to take time to reflect upon our values, our views, and the things that make us the people we are. It was Socrates who said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." We need to take time with our own thoughts, our feelings, our actions, our words, to take time reflecting on who we are. And above all, that means reflecting on who we are as children of God. And so we need to take time to listen for the still small voice of God, which comes to us in a myriad of different ways at different times. I've mentioned recently the thought, what does it mean to be a Christian on Tuesday or on a Wednesday afternoon? Maybe it's easy for an hour on a Sunday when we do a lot of listening. But what do we do with those thoughts? We need to keep on paying attention to the things of God. James asks a good and interesting question. Does anyone think themselves religious? And how do our religious thoughts, how do our feelings play out in action? James, like many who encourage us to be our best in today's generation, might have said, it's not in the knowing, it's in the doing. And how often we think of our head and our heart, and maybe we also need to remember a third H, our hands, reminding us not just of thoughts and feelings, but our actions, the things that we do. So I want to encourage you all this week on a Tuesday morning or a Wednesday afternoon, at some point during this week, I want you to take a moment to be intentional about thinking and listening. Thinking about what it means that you are a Christian, a Christ follower. Take time to pray, to listen to God, to listen to the world, to pray for the world. Lord Wallace, in a recent statement, you can read it on the Church of Scotland website, he said, "Let us remember in our prayers those who grieve and mourn, those who are suffering injury, medical and service personnel who are treating them, and those who continue to try to find a way to security. And let us not forget the many, many other communities and families across the world who day by day experience violence and death, albeit away from the gaze of the world's media. May they all know the comfort promised to those who mourn by Jesus, the Prince of Peace." Take time to pray and take time to act. And maybe as we think on some things that are going on in faraway places in our world, we wonder how we can act. We can always pray. We can always give. And I commend to you the work of Christian Aid in Afghanistan and elsewhere at this time. Take time with the thoughts of the head, the feelings of the heart, the actions of the hand. Years ago, I came across a wee cartoon, and I've often thought about it and recently concluded that maybe what we really need are thinkers who do and doers who think. Faith without action is meaningless. Faith calls us to action, to love God, to love others, and to share the good news of life and love for all in our time. Amen.
Let us pray. Ever-present God, we thank you that you are always waiting and willing to listen to us. You listen to our doubts, our worries, our sorrows, and our joys. We thank you for all who take time to listen to us, to comfort us, reassure us, to rejoice with us. May your church be a place where all know that they will be listened to, and where all are willing to listen to others. May your church speak out on behalf of the poor and marginalized. May we, as part of your body, the church, join in your work of bringing comfort, peace, and justice to the world in which we live. We pray for the world, remembering especially those nations and peoples who suffer the ravages of war, of oppression, of fear, of basic need. We name Afghanistan, Haiti, and in a few moments of stillness, we remember other situations that have touched our hearts this week. We pray for all aid agencies and charities that seek to bring relief, often at personal risk. We pray also for the military and others involved in the evacuation from Kabul. And we pray for all who are facing an uncertain, very different future far from their homeland. May we receive them with love and compassion. We pray for all who are sick, in body, mind, or spirit. We continue to pray for all affected by the COVID pandemic, that governments and individuals will heed your voice and be guided by your wisdom and show compassion in sharing resources. We pray for our own families and communities. In a few moments of stillness, we bring to you any we know who are in particular need at this time. ever-present God, guide us and strengthen us to work with you to bring peace and justice, to bring comfort and blessing into the world where we live. In the power of your Spirit, may we shape and reshape our world to make it a place where all are welcome and all find a place to be safe, to your honour and glory. We ask all this through your beloved Son, our Saviour and friend, Jesus. Amen.
And with our prayers, we bring our offerings, all that we have, all that we are, all that we bring from our heads, our hearts, our hands, the things we think, the things we feel, the things we do. We offer it all to our God. And we bring all our offerings and all our prayers together as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Beautiful brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cure for their ills. Work for the craftsmen, trade for their skills. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear. Cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Rest for the ravished earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned, our future and dreams. Lord, end our madness, carelessness, greed. Make us content with the things that we need. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold turn our darkness, breathe on this flame, until your justice burns brightly again, until the nations learn of your ways, seek your salvation and bring you their praise. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion.
As our time to set aside for this worship comes to an end, may we continue to commit our living to our living, loving God. Know of God's blessing from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you today, throughout all this week, and always. Amen.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you.
Peace.
Thank you for sharing in our worship today. Details of all that's happening around the linked parishes is at the website www.aksm.org.uk. Can I draw your particular attention, particularly if you're around the Strontian area, of the open meeting on Zoom, 7 o'clock on the 8th, when we're going to be thinking together about the future of the Strontian church building. It's needing some attention. The small congregation came to the realization some time ago that it really was not sustainable to keep the building. But we do hope very much that there can be a community-wide solution allowing it to remain as part of the village's heritage. Lots more information and thoughts will be appearing between now and the 8th of September, and we hope that many will be able to join in the meeting. Details are at www.aksm.org.uk/Strontian. The audio of our video worship is also available to listen to as a podcast, available on iTunes and also now on Amazon Music and Audible. And I hope that this will be useful for many of you.